Got you locked in on Fresh FM 102.9. That's the heart and soul of Namibia. It's 3 o'clock, 3:39 to be specific. And coming to your screens tomorrow is a special film titled Beyond the Goalpost, which essentially dives into football. And that is the struggles that women face that is beyond the goalpost in the world of football. Now, joining me in the studio is the filmmaker and the brilliant mind behind this narrative. That is Otilia Tutu Mungoba. How are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon. Hello, hi to the listeners and those ones that are listening radio or online. Super excited to be here. Yeah. Super excited to be on your show. I'm such a groupie. So I'm a happy camper today.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining me. How's the day going so far?
Production and sorting out more production. Just wrapped up on another production.
Okay.
So we are doing now phase two of Beyond the Goalpost. We had the... not really, but the industry launch, soft launch, which was in March.
Yes.
At the NFA Soccer House. Mm-hmm. So this time around, we have partnered with Guta.
Okay.
So this is the third time running with Guta. So we did The Weight of Tomorrow with Guta.
Okay.
We did Fera with Guta last year around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're striking third time lucky with Beyond the Goalpost. I'm super stoked because Guta is such a... I know I'm diving straight into the interview. But Guta is such an enabling platform because they're looking at filmmakers who really have put out quality work,
mm-hmm.
and who really want to promote the art,
yes.
but then also talking about different topics. So this time around, we're talking about women in football.
Exactly. And speaking of that, we have also one of the cast members, as well as a footballer, that is Jeko Hassana Kamachipothe. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you. How's the day?
The day is quite okay, just a little bit busy at work, but we are coping.
Yes, it's great to have you, and I have a couple of questions for you as well. Now, Otilia, what inspired you, to dive into creating that is Beyond the Goalpost, and what story are you essentially most passionate about bringing to life through this documentary?
I do tell you, and I think probably the song sounds a little bit cheesy, but mm-hmm. it is really what it is.
Yeah.
I'm really big on telling stories.
Yes.
Really big on, and actually bigger on telling Namibian stories.
Mm-hmm.
I guess by Warach, very curious. And I really want, I'm a bit of a story lorry.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to talk about things that people are not really talking about on the public platform.
Mm-hmm.
That has been tricky, but I've been very blessed to talk about women in football this time around. It was supposed to be a corporate video, and then the story just took out a life of its own. Then we said, okay, look, let's just do a full-fledged out documentary that talks about the five key cast members,
yeah.
And then looking also at the challenges that they face.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have an interview with a sports administrator, national level, then also with the team manager, and then also with the coach.
Wow.
So you're not really just looking at the touching stories of the soccer players,
mm-hmm.
but also what goes into running a soccer team.
Yeah.
And then how does the log work? How does endorsements work? How does sponsorship work?
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you another side of the coin, or yeah. another side of the curtain, that people really have not had insight on or yeah. know-how on. Before the interview, I told you I know little to none about soccer.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's really the individuals that drive the soccer, the narrative,
because mm-hmm.
the story really isn't really about me.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Really about them and what they go through.
Exactly.
I must say before I say bye, that this is the first time ever in Namibia that we've had a documentary of such note,
mm-hmm.
Because women have not really been ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
I must tell you, we had great difficulty securing interviewees mm-hmm. that do administration for soccer.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of stuff that are not being said, a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes, where it's, how women are treated and the money that they get paid for it. And of course, how they have to share lockers with their male counterparts,
mm-hmm.
and how women have to play soccer, but they don't have health facilities available, like sanitary pads,
yeah,
cosmetics bags, and the dire situations that they do come from.
Exactly.
So I'm the lucky one.
Exactly. And now diving into those particular stories now, with reference to this documentary and highlighting particular things within that is the spectrum of women in football, how did you choose which stories and which individuals to, which stories to tell and which individuals to, push this particular storyline for you as well?
I do tell you, and it's the, really the scheme of things, which is really following processing and filmmaking, which is casting. So I spend, I think, 4 to 6 weeks with the girls on and off.
Wow.
Without me knowing, without them knowing that I was casting.
Okay.
When they were playing a game, I would probably be somewhere far looking at their facial reactions and the body language. And then we had an interview session, but a very informal one, with the team manager and the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to tell Namibian stories from 4 or 5 different angles.
Yeah.
So each of the cast members has a story to tell. So we've got Helena, who played for the Namibian ladies football team, mm-hmm. like one of the first pioneers ever.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's married and she has 2 kids. Then you have the 13, 14-year-old who's transitioning into high school, and then the stuff that they go through. Then you've got Yako, who came all the way from rural Namibia.
Yeah.
and came to Windhoek and just became a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at different... We all want our characters to be identifiable as a Namibian that can reach out to another Namibian. So, to answer your question, it was costed for.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we also scripted them, scripted some of the scenarios, because we wanted to follow when they were having their matches, when they were playing in Windhoek, outside Windhoek. So even the way the documentary is put together
mm-hmm.
is quite staccato in styling.
Yeah.
So they've got all the archival material, you've got pictures, you've got stuff that we shot on like a proper Black Magic, and then the other ones are like old archival stuff that has been on cell phone. So it's just a mixed masala of storytelling. It's not like your conservative of boom boom, you know, documentary style of storytelling.
Yeah. Mm. Now, with reference to this particular film and this particular documentary, I mean, documentaries are obviously informative, but longevity speaking, what do you expect this documentary to achieve, you know, in the future?
First things first, breaking the ceiling.
Yeah.
Talking about what people don't really want to talk about, which is the challenges that women in football face.
Mm-hmm.
And then the documentary is like, now we've started off now with our media run and our promotional run and of course distribution as well. So putting it into a couple of festivals. But I think what is key, and to answer your question, it being informative
mm-hmm.
and an educational and a communicative tool.
Yeah.
The team will be traveling with the docu.
Wow.
So we're right now in consultations with very line ministries to look at how they can endorse. So if Eros Ladies Football Club is in Otjiwarongo, we would want to have the municipality to come on board and say, guys, the municipality hall is open. And then MICT comes on board and say, look, you can have our projector and our PA system.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at how the documentary can travel with them as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You said that docu, is that like short for documentary?
Yes, yes.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to take that. Now, Yeko, being part of the docu, of course, what was your experience being part of this, creating this? And would you say that this docu, I like that word, docu, would you say that it fully encapsulates the stories and, you know, the experience of being a lady playing football in Namibia?
So... let me say how it feels being part of the docu. It actually feels powerful and humbling,
mm-hmm.
like sharing stories of resilience, passion, and progress in a sport that often overlooked women.
Yeah.
It gives a sense of purpose beyond the game itself. So, yeah.
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 Now, I think people that play sports and artists have this thing in common whereby, for some reason, they are skilled in all facets. And I don't think anyone can be in a documentary. And I think that's brilliant in the way Otilia did it. She scouted and looked for the people that she would like to be in here. So do you see, you know, being in films and maybe documentaries, something that you'd like to pursue doing consciously rather than just, you know, something that Otilia said you should do?
Oh, my God.
Many sports people, men and women, are not much talkers.
Yeah.
And I think Yako is really underplaying herself, because her story is quite phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
She is actually quite younger than she looks.
Okay.
And many times you really want to have a mentorship program that really speaks to taking up young women and men, mm-hmm. as sportswomen and men, and then putting them in a program where they can be prepared for the outside world.
Yeah.
So the production was done between Tutu Creative Concepts and, of course, WHP
Physiotherapy.
Yes.
So they actually have a mentorship program where they take up the place and then they're offered jobs.
Wow.
Yeah. So okay. She actually works at Paramount Hospital.
Wow.
Yes.
And wow, so, that's yeah, nice.
So, and then that's how, and you know, a portion of the players are also at varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then another portion of the players, you know, the issue that came out and when people come to watch it is that how many female soccer players and sportswomen sometimes are ousted by their families.
Yeah.
So we have a portion of the documentary that speaks to how the program by the soccer team has developed a home.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys have 2-3 homes around Windhoek that has yeah. taken up the soccer players
wow.
that are sometimes not being received by their family families. Members.
Yeah.
And then that's how they're taken care of. Some of this money is endorsed by the league, the soccer league.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of the money comes from sponsorship.
Okay.
Right. So this is one. So in the next 5 years, we really hope to see players like Yako who are on the international sports field because she's been doing soccer since she was 6,
mm-hmm.
8?
9.
Surely. Nice. And which town do you come from again? Remind us. From Windhoek?
From Windhoek.
And then Whitey is from Sokop.
Yeah.
And then Helena Rango. Is from the north. And then Hope is from Windhoek.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but apart from the main soccer team,
mm-hmm.
the soccer football club also has an academy.
Okay.
So they take care of close to how many girls? 40?
Yeah, close to 40.
40 girls.
Yeah.
So Yako wow. is just a walking mascot
yeah.
of what the program caters wow. for.
Wow.
So yeah. for to have Yako talk is difficult.
Very much difficult.
She has so much to impart. But working, I do tell you, and I do want her to come in also on this, working with your protagonist or your cast,
mm-hmm.
they rub off on you.
Yeah.
So these folks are disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
These people wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning. They go for their runs. Even like now, do you have practice today?
No, we don't have.
We don't have practice
yeah,
today.
Because we played yesterday.
Because they played yesterday. Yeah. And they played over the weekend as well. So these people, just like artists, just like creatives, just yeah. like you, they leave their families, they leave their loved ones, they leave their friends. And then it's a lot of time that it's just the focus, the eagle.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
eagle vision is just on sport. And then, of course, work and then school.
Yeah.
But you don't see it now. Look, somebody's been playing now since she was 9.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say your age? It's been yeah. over a decade that she's been that she's been playing soccer.
Yeah.
But she still has a big way to go. But the level that she's playing on now,
mm-hmm.
and speaking about the coach who also played in Germany and in Namibia,
mm-hmm.
she's getting access to quality.
Yeah.
You know, coaching schemes, and she is world-renowned quality. So you can put her in Liverpool, Hamsburg, or Vitoto, or Kahanja. You know, she what is it you play? Forward, ne?
Yeah, forward.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that is brilliant. Now, if we'd like to be part of this story and watch this story and see it, maybe download it or buy it, how can we be part? The launch is also happening tomorrow, so how can we be part of that as well?
Yeah. Yako, do you want to give details to where we're going to be tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be at Kutu Institute
mm-hmm.
at 6 o'clock. Entrance is free. So, obviously, anyone can talk. Just come pop up.
Yeah.
Just make a 10 or 2. Then we'll really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regarding the download and the streaming, we're just waiting for government to come through
mm-hmm.
and secure.
Yeah.
on the profits that we can get online.
Okay.
But folks can follow the story because it's still a developing story.
Mm-hmm.
And then see snippets of the documentary.
Okay.
They can follow Eros Ladies Football Club online on all socials. And okay. then they can just follow me, Otilia Tutu Mungoba, on IG, Facebook, LinkedIn. All the platforms are there. Plus, there's also other interesting things that are coming up.
Yeah.
And I think really We are inviting especially policymakers.
Mm-hmm.
We're inviting the community also. If they really want to have like a girl support group or a sports support group, and you really want to speak to young people,
mm-hmm.
who are out, because people always say that young people are up to no good.
Yeah.
But I think this is a story also of inspiration.
Yeah, that's
really
definitely
to
true.
See that you have Yako and Helena and Whitey who go on the pitch, and then they get at least that pocket money,
mm-hmm.
instead of being a whole Zula girl.
Yeah,
you know, and being a cleaner boy. You know, Arthur, you know those things.
Yes, I know.
And making your money the right way.
Yeah,
but also harnessing your talent, because many people have talent in Namibia.
That is true.
But they don't know how to harness it,
mm-hmm.
and skill capacitating. So this documentary really talks about soccer players that are put through an academy system, that get trained, that get remunerated, that get protected, and really their talents just elevate and speak for themselves.
Exactly. And with that said, Otilia, thank you so much for joining me in studio. Yeku, thank you also so much for joining me in studio. You heard it right here, Beyond the Goalposts, tomorrow. That's the 20th of May 2025 at 6 o'clock. That is at the Goethe Institute. Thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Have a wonderful
thank
day.
Thank you.
Let's dive back into the music. This one is Gordo and Drake with